We're doing really well here in Juneau. We should be grateful.
Brian Holst is bullish on Juneau. He's the director of the Juneau Economic Development Council. He took his upbeat message yesterday to the business leaders that make up the Juneau Chamber of Commerce.
Gross business sales are up. In fact, they're at all-time high here in our community. Population in Juneau is at an all-time high as well.
Juneau wages and employment have grown over the last 2 years. Unemployment went down. JEDC compiles the data annually to chart where the capital city has been in the past year and where it is going. The statistics come from the Alaska Department of Labor's Research and Analysis Division, as well as other state agencies, the U.S. Census and various federal agencies, Juneau's McDowell Group research firm, and many other sources. JEDC's lead researcher, Eva Bornstein, put the one-stop guide together. No surprises that Juneau remains a government town.
50% of wages in Juneau come from either the state, the federal, or the local government.
The state of Alaska is the largest public employer, accounting for 27% of all capital city jobs. But the private sector has been growing over the last decade, including mining. The second largest silver producer in North America is in Juneau, Hecla Greens Creek on Admiralty Island. And now in its third year of production, Kensington Gold Mine is expected to produce 125,000 ounces of gold annually. Together, the mines employ more than 600 people in some of the highest-paying jobs in town. After years of stagnant population, people are moving to Juneau. The report shows 3.2% growth since 2010, with nearly 32,300 residents.
We had a net positive migration to Juneau in the last year. In fact, we had 2,052 people move to Juneau and 1,715 move away for a net gain of 345 residents.
For the last several years, Juneau School District enrollment has declined, but statistics now show it's beginning to level off. And while Juneau's population is aging, 20-somethings are also increasing, bringing new young families to town. Juneau has a well-educated population. 96% of those aged 26 and over have a high school diploma, and more residents have college and postgraduate degrees than the rest of the state and the nation. The bad news, but also not surprising, is the cost of living. It's been on the rise since 2009.
In 2009, we were pretty even with Anchorage and Kodiak. Fairbanks was high, but we have shot up to be the highest among those communities. What we can see is that our housing costs have pushed us up there. And also, surprisingly, we have higher health care costs than the other communities.
The economic indicators also look at Southeast Alaska. Holst says those trends are good. Total employment and wages are up in the region, and unemployment is down. The population is beginning to grow again.
1997 was our peak population in the region at 73,830 people, and end of 2012 we ended at 73,500 people. So we're seeing that trend reversing, and hopefully we'll see the population in our region begin to grow again.
The 2012 Juneau and Southeast Economic Indicators can be found online at jedc.org and at the link to this story on the KTOO News website. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.